And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But I'm reading an article from CNBC, and the title of the article really is scaring the daylights out of me. It's scaring the daylights out of me because I know this article is potentially talking about you, and I'm very, very concerned. Let me tell you what it says. This was written by Carmen. Oh, man, Carmen, I'm going to mess up your last name. I'm so sorry. I'm going to call it Rianiki. I hope I got it correct because this article that you wrote, man, it hit me right in the solar plexus. 25% of Americans are delaying retirement. Let me read that again. 25% of Americans are delaying retirement due to inflation, according to a survey. 25% of Americans. So what does that mean? Well, that means that this economy, it's not doing what it used to do. It's not. Things have changed in the economy. You're experiencing what's going on in the economy. You're feeling the sting of retail pricing going up. Yeah, you know, I don't have to tell you. Trust me, I feel it too. Rick, my engineer, we were talking before the show. I said, hey, Rick, what are the three things that come to your mind that are just kind of like jabbing you right now based on what's going on in the economy? He goes, oh, that's easy, man. That's definitely gas. I'm feeling the price at the pump. So I'm feeling it. And grocery prices, wow, holy smokes. I go to the grocery store and I get the same bag of groceries, but it costs me more for the same bag of groceries. And apparently within that bag of groceries, the bags that contain the stuff is smaller. Yeah, the contents are smaller. I guess they're calling that shrinkflation, right? So who does shrinkflation benefit? Well, it benefits the manufacturers. It does benefit us. It really doesn't, because at the end of the day, they still have to ship those things to us so that we can go buy them. If they're shipping less, it's still taking up space in a truck. Okay, we're tracking. So really, it might actually be affecting us more when you get down to the nitty-gritty of gas prices. And there's another thing. Rick, well, he's not going out to eat as much. He's not, because it's expensive. I'll tell you, Tina and I, last week, we took a trip up to Dallas. And the reason we went up there was to send our son Jonathan off to war. Yeah, that's exactly what we went up there for. It was called an activation ceremony. Now, for those of you that don't know what's going on, Jonathan is a member of the Texas National Guard. He serves at the pleasure of the governor of the state of Texas as part of the Texas Army National Guard. And back in October, he was mobilized in support of Texas trying to actually defend our borders because the federal government threw their hands up. They did. They just, back last year, they threw their hands up and said, well, that we don't want to do that anymore. We don't want to enforce that anymore. So that's what we get. And the governor said, no, we're not playing that. So he activated the entire Army and Air National Guard, and anybody that wasn't already on federal orders was activated. And they went down to go support Border Patrol and law enforcement and all kinds of things. Well, while John was down there, he was identified as a key player for a federal mobilization. So now he's a part of that unit. Now, that unit was activated last week. Okay. So they're under the control of President Biden. That's the way the National Guard works. It's most people don't understand what the National Guard is and how it works. And it's really kind of a cool thing. It's a very cool thing. It's a huge combat multiplier that the active forces know about and they don't pay a lot of money for. It's okay. I'm not talking about the military, but let's talk about Jonathan. So he's engaged with getting his unit ready to go overseas. And they've got a very, very interesting mission. They're going to do some really interesting things over there. And I hope and pray that they all come back safe, 100% intact, mentally, physically, the whole nine yards. So Tina and I were up there you know, sending him off. And we got to spend some time with our son. And, you know, he was engaged in the war fight. But here's the thing. We experience the pain at the pump. Now, the increase in gas prices did not stop us from going up there. No, because here's the thing. I'm okay financially. I'm just fine financially. Now, I'm not super, super uber wealthy, but I'm fine. The increase in gas prices, do I feel it? Yes, I do. When I go to fill up my truck, does it cost me twice as much as it did, say, 6 months ago? Yes, it does. Okay. Is it stopping me from doing what I want to do? It is not. It is not. But let me get back to the 25% of Americans are delaying retirement due to inflation. Everybody's feeling it. Prior to the current administration going into the White House, things were rocking and rolling in the economy. The White House decided they wanted to take a different direction. It is their right. President Biden was sworn into office as the president of the United States. Whether you like it or not is immaterial. He is the president of the United States, and he has made some decisions that we're feeling the effects of right now. And 25% of Americans are thinking about just pushing retirement back. And here's the problem. Most of you are already on a retirement. Well, here's the thing. Some of you don't even have a retirement plan. Let's just call it what it is. You're living paycheck to paycheck, and you're getting hammered right now because everything is going up. You're making decisions as to what you will not purchase so that you can purchase something else. Or maybe you're one of those people that goes, hey, man, my budget's $75 for gas, so I'm going to put $75 in the tank, and that's it. And I'll drive until I run out of gas. It's the reality of what's going on in our economy. Now, this article that CNBC published, I mean, they've got some pretty interesting facts in here. Let me just read you a segment of the article. One quarter of Americans will have to delay their retirement, according to a BMO Real Financial Progress Index. And now that's a quarterly survey that was conducted between March 30th and April 25th of this year. Okay, so it's a little bit in the past, but it's still relevant. And what they found was that Americans are putting off retirement, and those that have retirement plans, they're very concerned. Very concerned, because if there is a disruption in their savings plan. Yeah, okay, let me explain that to you. You think you're investing, okay? You have been conditioned to believe that whatever you're doing for retirement is investing. And I'm going to argue with you, and I'm going to say you're saving. You're saving. You're putting money into an account. You have no idea what you're invested in. You don't read the prospectus that comes annually. You know, that big, thick book that, you know, is, well, probably replaces the old phone books, you know, when you have your grandkids over, right, and you stack them up on the chair so they can eat. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You probably don't even read the prospectus. And as a result of that, you're on cruise control. Now, here's another reason I know you're not investing. You're not receiving an income stream. You're not receiving any type of income stream, because everything that so-called account does, anything that it earns, has to go back into that account. You're not allowed to touch your money. Oh, by the way, if you want to touch your money, the government says, unless you're 59 and a half or older, you get to pay a 10% penalty, because we don't want you touching your money, because it's all part of the government Ponzi scheme. Okay, that's not really fair. It's not really a Ponzi scheme. It's legal. It's totally legal, but it's the slow boat to retirement. It is. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited does. I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You heard me say I'm a member. Yeah, it's a members-based organization. It's not like going to university of pick your favorite, right? And spending 4 years and giving them a whole bunch of money and having them maybe tell you what to think. And hopefully you learned how to think, as opposed to accepting what people tell you to think. And then you went out into the workforce and you started trading time for money, and you got on this plan for retirement. Lifestyles Unlimited exists specifically to tell you that there's a better way. There is an absolutely better way that involves legitimate investing. Investing in legitimate assets, and the assets that we choose pay us five different ways. Five different ways. There's actually a sixth way that we can make money, and it has to do with one of the two asset classes that we favor. Oh, you want to know what those asset classes are? Okay, I'll share with you. I mean, come on. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited is about. Single-family assets include single-family houses, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. Now, in some parts of the country, a fourplex is known as a quad. Okay, all it means is that you have four units in a building. Really, that's what it boils down to. Now, some of you are going, wait a minute, dude. How does something with more than one unit or one door, like a duplex, triplex, or fourplex, qualify as a single-family asset? And to be honest with you, I am not 100% sure who made that decision on behalf of the entire United States economy. I don't know who made that decision, but I'm guessing it was the federal government. Yeah, because they have things that are designed to help people become first-time homeowners. And one of the things that the government helps people do is they offer something called an FHA loan. And if you're a veteran, you may earn an entitlement for a VA loan. And what that does for you is it allows you to buy an asset with not a lot of money down. Okay. And it's designed to allow you to buy an asset for you to consume. Now, those duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, you know, you could actually buy one of those as an owner-occupant, and you can rent the other units out. And in doing so, if you do it right, it will diminish your overall cost of living in that building, and it might actually eliminate it. It could eliminate it. Yeah, think about it. If you were in a fourplex and you had three other units that were paying enough rent to cover all the operating expenses of that building, you would essentially live there free. And I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to live there free. I want you to live there for at least a year, and then I want you to move. And then I want you to rent the unit out that you just vacated so that now you have an asset that's producing cash flow. Cash flow. Yeah, that's an income stream. Now, you're probably not going to be able to retire off of one fourplex. I'm really confident you can't retire off of one fourplex. And I'm not even going to suggest that you can. But what I will suggest is that if you got, say, 10 of those, you might be able to get yourself retired. You certainly could get it done. Now, you don't need 30 years to get this done. You really don't. You can get it done in 5 years or less. Real estate is a completely different vehicle for investing. And by the way, your financial planner doesn't tell you about it because they don't have a license to sell you that product. You didn't know that, did you? Did you know your financial planner has to go to school and get all these series something or other licenses so that they can discuss with you certain assets that you may want to buy and put into your portfolio, which of course you don't have that frequent conversation with your financial planner. You just move money to them. They make decisions for you, and that keeps you going at 7% and 10%. And maybe at about the 40, possibly 50 year mark, you might have a big bag of money that you decide to live off of and diminish and hope that you die before it runs out. That's terrible. That's the wrong way to go. And I will tell you right now, when I'm reading an article that says 25% are delaying retirement due to inflation, what triggers in my mind is, what about all those people that pulled the trigger that said, hey man, I've got my big bag of money. I've been working 43.7 years and my body's tired. I'm in my 60s. And you know what? I'm going to retire. The economy's doing great. Yeah, interest rates are low. Money's flowing in the economy. You know, we don't even think we're going to have a pandemic. Oh, yeah. Trust me. People that made a decision in the last 5 years to retire and live off that bag of money are also materially affected by what's going on in the economy. Because you think about it, most of those people that are living off that bag of money, they're living on what's called a fixed income. A fixed income. Yeah, that means it doesn't go up, it doesn't go down. It might adjust a little bit, but I'll tell you, the cost of everything is adjusting more radically than that fixed income. It's a huge problem. We come back from the break. I have solutions.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
There is a dream killer here somewhere today. You're going to run into somebody that's going to tell you this stuff doesn't work. Like Vinette said, it's a scam. This is probably a multi-level marketing program. Somebody is going to tell you it doesn't work because you're the wrong race, the wrong age, the wrong sex, the wrong sexual preference, the something or other. And this is all set up so rich people can be successful and all you poor people can't. And if you believe that, they've won. But if you don't, you win.
Don't believe the dream killers. Start winning today with the Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. Get the knowledge you need to replace your income in 2 to 5 years, and then find out how to take action. Register for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
All right, so some of you are really concerned because you're thinking your strategy is not working. And it's okay to think that. It is actually, I want you to question your retirement strategy. I do. I want you to question it. I want you to stick your nose in it, and I want you to see what's going on with your retirement strategy. And I want you to ask one very important question. Is it working? I mean, this is a very simple but powerful question. Is your retirement strategy working? And at the end of the day, there's really only two answers. Some would say there's three, but there's really only two answers, right? It either is or it isn't. Now, that third answer is, I don't even know how to check that out. Okay. And if you were leaning towards that third answer, that tells me you are definitely on cruise control when it comes to your investing. I promised you solutions, and I'm going to give you some solutions right now. I am going to give you solutions right now. Having said that, everything that I say in this segment, you need to qualify. You heard me correctly. You need to qualify what I say because I'm going to give you solutions, but some of these solutions may not work with your strategy, which means you might need to sit down and take a look at your strategy and go, it's time for a change. It's totally time for a change. Do you know that you are authorized in America to change your mind? Yeah, if you didn't know that, look at politicians. Look at politicians. I mean, holy smokes. Politicians, they say one thing, and you think, okay, they're going down that path. And then what, 6 months later, they say something opposite. They do. They flip-flop, right? And you're going, all right, did they realize that the path that they were on was flawed and they found a better path? Or are they just adjusting based on what public opinion is saying because really what they crave is power, not necessarily providing solutions? Okay, there's my political rant for the day. And by the way, I will tell you, I am an independent. I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I am an independent. I don't like the two-party system. I'm not a huge fan of it because I think it's problematic. I think if you go back to the founding documents in this country, you would read information from the founders that said, this is not something that you ought to do, yet look at where we're at. And we actually have some states in the unit, let me say that correctly. We actually have some states in the union that are completely one-sided. Yeah, one party's in control, and the other one, they just make noise. Yeah, and we've got a lot of states that are like that. We don't have very many states that are kind of balanced where, you know, the political system, I think, works more effectively. And I think it would work more effectively if we had three or more. That's just my opinion. But let me get back to these solutions for you. You need to buy a single family house. That's my solution. Oh, wait a minute. I actually have another one for you. Ready? You need to buy a multifamily apartment community. Yeah, that's my second solution. Okay, that's it. I told you I would give you solutions, but you don't know what to do with those solutions, do you? And part of the reason I'm just giving you very vague solutions, well, they're not vague, they're actually very specific. The reason I'm giving you those solutions the way I'm giving them to you is that if I give you way too much information and you don't know how to process the information, you might go down a path that could become problematic for you. And I don't want to do that to you. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, let's get back to that conversation that I had about Lifestyles Unlimited and the fact that it's a membership-based organization. I'm a member, and it taught me how to correctly invest in those two types of assets. That's exactly what I learned. And ironically, I didn't have to spend 4 years at a major college institution to learn the skills. I didn't have to do that. What I had to do, though, now I had to do this, and I'm going to tell you, you have to do this too. You have to carve out 16 hours of your life. You heard me correctly. You have to carve out 16 hours of your life. Now, I didn't say 4 years. I said 16 hours. What does that mean? Well, that means I need you to dedicate either a weekend or I need you to dedicate a couple of evenings for 2 weeks straight so that we can teach you everything that was taught to me, everything that was taught to my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Because once you are armed with that information, the solutions that I gave you, they make total sense. And as a matter of fact, you would, in your mind, you would go, okay, let's see, where are we at right now? My strategy is to do this. Therefore, I have to pursue that path, and I'm looking for assets that do this. Now, how am I going to invest? Am I going to own the asset, or am I going to invest with other people? What makes sense to me for my investing strategy? Yeah, I just gave you a solution. Now, we do have Lifestyles Unlimited members right now that are heavily invested in multifamily. But let me tell you what some of them are doing. This might blow your mind. They're buying single family assets. Yeah, they're buying, owning, renovating, putting back into service great assets for a great segment of our population that will pay fair market rents to live in a nice property. The reason they're doing this is they understand that even though in the multifamily side of the house, it's actually easier. Well, easy is not the great word. It's actually more effective. Let's use that word because that's the right word. It's more effective to invest in multifamily to increase your equity gains. Now, those assets will also pay you cash flows, but in the current environment, the cash flows are kind of suppressed just based on what's going on in the marketplace with an imbalance between income streams, rents, and values of property. But we know how to balance that stuff. And when one gets a little out of whack, we can still operate effectively. We're not losing money. But they're buying single family, and here's why. What's going on in the single family markets? Prices are going up. Yeah, prices are going up. Or are they? Because there are people in the market right now that are not pushing prices up. As a matter of fact, I think the days of putting a house on the market, having 17 offers, and then accepting an offer that was all cash, that was $35,000 above your asking price, that had a 10-day closing with no contingencies. All they wanted to be able to do was do inspections and just to make sure that they understood what was going on in the property. Yeah, that was a property that I sold not too long ago. That was a property I sold earlier this year. But right now, I don't think the market will necessarily do that because there's a lot of talk in the market about a recession. Yeah, you've heard the R word. Oh, we haven't heard the R word in a long time. We've actually been in a period of just incredible economic growth in this country. But like all periods of economic growth, they always tend to get to a certain point, they peak, and then the markets kind of implode on themselves. You're seeing it in the stock market. What happened this week? The stock market started the week gapping down. Yeah, those of you that actually kind of understand the stock market know exactly what I'm talking about. What that means is that the value of the stock market opened a lot lower than it closed last week. Yeah, the stock market's not doing very good. I was responding to a gentleman by the name of Matt. He sent me an email. It's a great email. And I think it dials in perfectly with what we're talking about. So I'll just read to you what he asked me, and then I'll read to you the response, because I think it dovetails right into what we're going to talk about, which is your strategy. Yeah, I want you to consider changing your strategy. I'm serious. Okay, so Matt says, hey, good morning, Al. I was curious if your investing criteria has changed in this inflationary environment. Looking at deploying capital into multifamily deals, are you doing anything different than 2 years ago? With rising interest rates, is there anything you would pay more attention to in analyzing potential multifamily deals you're looking at? Personally, I've been building up a bigger cash position than normal, so I can jump on any really good buying opportunities that come up in the future. All right. So if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what Matthew just wrote me is exactly what Lifestyles Unlimited members are thinking about right now. These are the topics and these are the concepts that we are discussing as members. And the difference between, say, us as members and you as a non-member is that we're all sophisticated. Every one of us is sophisticated. Now, that doesn't mean we put on a top hat and entails not that kind of sophistication. I'm talking about the education component of sophistication. Remember that 16 hours I said you got to give me so that I can teach you a different way to get retired in 5 years or less? Well, that's the sophistication process. That's exactly it. If you look up sophistication when it comes to investment, in relation to investment, if you look at how the federal government defines it, they're very specific. They say there are three types of investors out there. There are accredited investors, meaning they meet a certain financial test and they're probably highly educated. There is sophistication, which means they're highly educated as far as investing in that asset class. They just may not meet the financial test. These are very important distinctions because the assets that I invest in, they only have Lifestyles Unlimited members in them. In other words, everybody that's invested in these assets has at least the same level of sophistication, and the majority of them also share my level of accreditation. That leaves the third category, you. Now, some of you, I'm going to be very fair, and I'm going to be very open and honest. I know some of you listening to the show consider yourself sophisticated investors. In other words, you're investing in assets, you're following some type of strategy, okay? And what you're doing is getting you results. Maybe your results are better than the results we get. Maybe your results are not as good. In any case, Lifestyles Unlimited can help you get from where you're at right now to the next level. Now, I know some of you are also accredited investors. You meet the financial test, and you may or may not have the sophistication of the education, yet because you meet that financial test, you are allowed to invest in certain assets. But here's the thing. If you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, and you're already an accredited investor, but you don't have the education, you don't have the sophistication, you can't invest in any of our deals. That's just the way it is. We don't want anybody in our deals that doesn't understand the financial mechanics of the deal. That's what sets us apart from everything else you're looking at out there. I'm serious. Okay, so let's get back to your strategy. Well, actually, let's get back to the response I gave Matt, because I went off on a tangent there. So here's what I was writing at the break. I say, hey, Matt, I did adjust my investment strategy last October when my son Jonathan was mobilized to active duty in the Texas Army National Guard. He's currently on his way to the Middle East. The government wrecked our plan to make him a lead investor. In other words, Jonathan, at the ripe old age of 24, was going to put together investment opportunities for our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. And he was going to syndicate those opportunities within our closed network of investors. And he was going to get started with his real estate career. But because of what happened, all bets were off. All bets were off. As such, we adjusted to finding assets that have the potential to double our money in the next 3 years or less. Now, it's a very specific strategy that I'm following, and it's based on John's availability. Because right now, the federal government owns John. They do. They own him. He is on active duty, Title 10. You military people know what I'm talking about. And he's on his way to go, you know, spend the next year defending our freedoms. And you know what? I'm on board with that. Yeah, he's a fourth generation Gordon. Let me share something with you. First born males in the Gordon lifespan, okay, from America. My father's side of the family came from Russia. Okay. So my great grandfather came here. And my grandfather served in World War I. My father served in World War II in Korea. I served in, well, since 9/11, all the way until the Army retired me. And now my son is going to be the fourth generation of Gordon males to go into combat. Yeah, that's how we roll. And we're doing it for you. Yeah, trust me, we're part of that 1%, not the super rich 1%. We're part of the 1% that serves this country and is willing to put our life on the line so that you can have the life that you have. Yeah, so that's what John's going to do for us. So we switched our strategy. That's what I told Matthew. I said, I did pull back from moving money, basically all of my money, into those types of deals over the past few months because I was watching what's going on in the economy. And here's what I know. The investing strategy that I went for at the beginning of the year was perfect for that time in the economy. Perfect for that time in the economy. Since then, the economy has adjusted. The inflation thing has just gotten out of control. Those assets that I bought, they're actually, and I'm going to say it, inflation actually helps those assets because those assets are what we consider value plays. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Now, cost of supplies and materials is going up, but we are tracking the expenses in relation to the rent growth on these assets. And the rent growth for the assets are outpacing the cost for supplies, even with the craziness in the system. See, this is how you manage your investments. And I'm not even managing the investment. Yeah, I have other lead investors that I'm invested with that are magnificent at taking the reins on this thing and doing great things. Now, here's the other thing. I made sure that these investments had exit strategies along the way, that we had certain gates that if certain, because we knew inflation was coming. We knew it. You knew it. Most of America had their head in the sand, but we knew it was coming. So I made sure that those investments, and I even talked to the lead investor. I said, what are your contingency plans? What do you mean contingency plans? I want to know what your 6 month exit is. I want to know what your 1 year exit is. I want to know what your 18 month exit is. I want to know every exit every 6 months until you think you can double my money. And you know what? They provided it. They had already put it together. Like, oh, I know what you're talking about, Al. Oh, yeah. So this is what we're going to do. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, perfect. Okay, so let me get back to what I was telling Matt. I'm currently waiting for confirmation that we are in a recession. Yeah, that R word again. When it hits, speculators will panic and try to exit the market. The only thing that I see in today's market that I even think resembles what happened in 2008, is that we still have speculators in the market. We still have people that were buying assets because the price of real estate was going up and up and up and up and up, and there was no way you could lose. But the problem with speculators is they don't have contingency plans. They don't. Their contingency plan is, I'm bleeding money. I'm not making money. What do I do? And what do? They put the asset on the market, and they hope somebody comes along and takes it off their hands. And you know what? We as Lifestyles Unlimited members have been waiting a very long time for that type of operating environment. Now, are we there right now? I don't know. I'll be honest. I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't know. Like I told Matthew, I'm currently waiting for confirmation that we are in a recession. Because when we get that confirmation, sometime around the end of June, beginning of July, if this economy has two consecutive quarters of declining GDP, that means we're in a recession. And that also means that a lot of entities out there that actually have strategies will make financial decisions on the assets that they own based on the fact that the market has triggered a recession. I'm not worried about the assets that I'm currently invested in. I'm not. Everything is smooth. Everything is running the way it's supposed to. Okay, goods and services are costing a little bit more, but we're offsetting that by getting increases in rents. And some of you are thinking, well, aren't you pricing your customers out of the market? And the short answer is no. And here's why. The segment that I invest in is a very, very specific price range. And if I price out my customers, not a problem. The customers from the higher price range will just adjust and rent from me. It's a beautiful thing.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.